with promises or lies. And if you love me, set me free, open my eyes. I will not stray so far away that you can't find me. And if you love me, set me free, open my eyes.
Matilda, I see you too, Lola. My girlfriends. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose this place.
Well, it's the wind.
Here we are, ladies. Just what you need on a cool spring day.
Hot tea. Spicy hot tea.
Spiked hot tea, I hope.
Only way some of us can get through the afternoon.
That amaretto's getting darned expensive. Sure hope your insurance check came through by now.
Ha! He never bought insurance in his life.
Oh, Jeannie. You should have said something.
We could have pitched for a bottle. You can't afford this.
I don't want any blueberry in my tea, thank you.
Okay, Angie. Clear for you. Double blue for me. Let's play.
I dealt. So it's your play first, Jeannie.
Okie dokie.
Tea hot enough for you, Angie?
Fine, thank you. It's fine.
I believe Angelina is going to cry.
Oh, Ange.
Quit your blubbering and play cards.
I'm sorry.
I can't see the numbers.
Thanks, Charlotte. No, dry up, Angie.
You're the one who should dry up. Here it is only 3 months after your husband drops dead at Harry's bar and billiards, and you're soaking up the sauce in your tea.
We always have liqueur in our tea at canasta parties.
I'm going to meld.
Oh, you're always the first to meld.
What is it with you, Angie? First to get asked out, first to get knocked up, first to get married.
Not the first to get widowed. That's you.
So I finally get to be first at something. Oh, Jiminy, someone dealt me a bum hand.
So, Jeannie, how's Roxanne taking it?
She's the same as always, a little hellion.
My Paul says she's getting wilder every day.
Yeah, your Paul ought to know. Caught the two of them in the car the other day.
In your car?
Starting to strip down from the heat in there. They had the windows fogged up.
Are you sure that was my Paul?
Well, put it this way. I know where his tattoo is.
What?
That Roxy's in need of a bridle.
Or a whip.
Oh, don't get your tits in a knot.
Well, speak of the devil.
Hi, honey bunch.
Hi. I didn't know it was bat club this afternoon.
Did she say?
How was school?
Got a detention.
What for?
Smoking in the can. Hey, you got any smokes?
Oh, maybe.
Only one left.
I'll take it.
Do you have to, Jeannie? My hay fever.
I'll just chew on it then.
I'm going downstairs.
Oh, there'll be some of those fancy sandwiches with the ends cut off that you like left over for dinner. Pickle tray, too.
She didn't hear you.
Oh, she heard me all right.
I don't know what I'd do if I were you, Jeannie. Teenage daughter, mortgage, car payments, and all your other expenses.
Oh, hi.
Tell him to keep his shirt on or our place is off limits.
Is that Paul?
Sure, here.
Really, Jeannie, just how are you going to manage?
If you're asking me, did I call the welfare, the answer is yes.
What a riot.
Oh, Jeannie.
They're calling me back. They said sometime today.
So that's why you wanted to have the card party here?
Oh, geez, what a crummy hand.
Bye. Mom, there's nothing else in the fridge here except...
I said later.
That makes canasta for me.
Oh. Oh, Lord, love a duck.
Maybe it's them.
Hi. Oh, just a sec. It's for you, Mom.
Yes, this is she. Yeah. My mother willed it to me. A half section, that's right. Say that again. Sell it, spend the money, and reapply? No, wait, chicken. Well, I'm not.
Mom?
not taking any money from them.
Who?
The welfare, that's who. Bunch of clowns. Just because I own a few handfuls of prairie grass.
Maybe you should sell it.
We need the money, Mom.
No one would buy it anyway.
Maybe I could get Charlie to buy it.
Unload it, Mom.
No,
but you've let Charlie graze our cattle on it for years.
I like your cows. The grass is free, but I won't sell.
Why not?
We need the money, Mom.
You don't have any land of your own. You don't know what it's like.
Well, Jeannie, maybe there's some stocks or bonds or something lying around.
There was one bond. I had Elmer down at the bank check on it. He said it was cashed about 3 years ago. He gave me the exact date. Around about spring thaw. Day like today. You would have thought the smell of spring on the prairie would have been enough to lift anyone's spirits. The way I figure, Harry's bar and billiards must have made a bundle that March.
She does that a lot these days.
We're waiting.
Jeannie, your turn.
Good. I'm gonna melt. No, none of those, hon. Just the crackers.
Mom.
Oh, Jeannie. Yoo-hoo.
Oh, not now, woman. Let's get out of here.
Sorry I didn't get a chance to call and thank you for cards. I've been running around trying to get my men outfitted for Paul's graduation. Been up to Lethbridge for the last few days.
Well, it's been quiet around here.
By the way, Roxanne, have you made plans for graduation yet?
Not really. I don't know.
Well, there's a dinner dance down at the Legion Hall.
Oh, yay.
But maybe you don't go in for all that fuss.
I haven't thought about it.
Well, have you thought about what comes after graduation?
Summer. Beach parties, swimming.
Oh, your poor mother. But what about after that?
I don't know. How should I know? I'm just a kid.
Watch out.
Don't worry. She's asleep.
At the kitchen table?
Yeah.
She do that often?
Don't worry about it. Hey, before you go, I was wondering about grad.
What about it?
It's gonna be a big deal this year, eh?
Yeah, it's gotta be with Ma half running it.
Well, are we going or what?
I am. My Ma's wound up like an 8-day clock. You'd think it was her grad.
So you're going with your Ma?
Well, it's mostly for people who pass the year.
Yeah? So?
Well, I mean, you hang out a lot at school.
It's a bore. It's a chore.
I didn't think you'd be going.
But you are.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna celebrate. Getting my grade 12 means getting out of here for 4 wild years. Watch out, Calgary. Here I come.
I'd like to go, too.
Go where?
To grad.
Yeah? Well, could be a fun time, you and me.
Maybe.
We'd make a pretty good-looking couple.
You gonna wear one of those tuxedos?
Yeah, what about you? Have I ever seen you in a dress?
Not likely.
And your boots. You'd have to leave your boots at home.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, then. You pass, and I'll take you to grad.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
It's your funeral.
Roxy? You just coming in?
Yeah.
Want one?
Sure. We were talking about grad.
Yeah?
It's probably a bunch of crap.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you went to yours, didn't you?
Nope.
Why not?
I was honeymooning.
But you got your grade 12.
No, your dad did. He finished a year ahead of me.
He did, and you didn't.
He didn't talk me into quitting. I just did it. I wanted him. And now here I am looking for a job.
And you don't have your high school.
They're asking for it everywhere. The bank, the lodge, the sand store.
But everyone in town knows you.
That's what makes it even worse.
So what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to have to sell.
It's about time.
The car.
Not the car. Dad bought it for us.
It's not paid for yet. It's costing
but
me.
But I love that car. I mean, it's a car, not a dusty old pickup. And I've been taking really good care of it, Mom. You know, washing it every weekend and stuff.
I know.
We need the car.
Not when we live in a town where everything is in walking distance.
That's why we need it, to go other places. There's a sign up at Harry's Bar and Billiards. Help wanted.
As if I'd ever want to help Harry.
It wasn't Harry's fault.
You want me to go work in a bar?
I don't know.
The same bar that killed your dad.
Maybe I should go work for Harry.
Over my dead body.
Mom.
I've been to see Harry often enough, eh? Hell, got so he and I had a code. He'd phone me and say,
"Hey, Jeannie, there's someone here who needs a ride home."
Mom.
Or if it was really bad,
"Hey, Jeannie, you want him or should I call the sheriff?"
And all through everything, I kept coming out here, looking for the way it was before. I loved it when you used to say, "Just you and me and the horizon." It's been a long time now since I could even hold my head up to the sky. Maybe I should just crawl down a hole and pull it in after me.
I thought you might be coming by.
I need a job.
I need someone to work the tables.
I'll do it.
Any experience?
Oh, cut it out, Harry. Do you want me or not?
Yeah, we can give it a try.
How much?
The minimum, but you get your tips. Can't expect much. People are paying big bills. Prices for grain are still down, machinery's busting left and right, and the damn weather.
As long as it makes them want to drink more, what do you care, eh, Harry?
I'm not stopping them.
Just one more thing. It's about Roxy.
What about her?
Well, she's talking about graduating this year.
Good for her.
I want her to be able to call me here anytime.
Okay. But I don't want her hanging around here. Need that like a hole in the head.
Oh, what a great day, eh? Perfect sky up there. Makes you just want to blend in with it. Hey, Paul?
Yeah, it's nice.
Feels good to skip school once in a while, hey?
Yeah. Spring fever gets you.
Yeah. Ever think of just taking off with it?
What do you mean?
Just letting it take over. Packing a bag, jumping in your truck and driving.
What?
Just you and me, driving fast down a road somewhere.
No.
Oh, come on.
No way. Roxy, get real. Just because I'm cutting a class doesn't mean I want to run away.
You sure?
Forget it.
I forgot. You know exactly where you're going.
Yeah, I've thought about it for a long time. I'm doing my degree and then I'm working for my dad. If things go okay, he'll make me a partner in the farm.
Just like your dad. Don't you want to do something different? Break the mold?
No. What's the matter, Roxy? Where are you going?
I don't know. And I kind of like it that way.
Hey, Jeannie, that table at the back is looking thirsty again.
I just took them around 5 minutes ago.
Charlie's pretty high after his bull won first place at the Lethbridge Fair today, but his old lady won't let him stay out late. Look, see, Angelina's checking her watch. Go get their order.
I think Charlie's had enough.
I'm the boss.
You're also a snake.
Night, Jeannie.
Look, while you've been flapping your trap, they're leaving. You owe me one.
No way. You got it wrong. You're the one in debt up to your sleazy eyeballs. It's the reason you hired me, isn't it?
All I did was pick him up until there was nothing left. Just like you.
'18, '19, '20, 2065. Not bad for an old lady, eh?
Hi. I was wondering when you'd get home.
What are you doing still up?
Just doing some reading.
Did you get some supper?
Paul invited me to his place, and then his mom kicked me out because Paul's got to study.
Angelina's pretty worked up about him going to university.
No kidding.
Oh, my feet are so sore they can fall off.
You should get yourself a pair of cowboy boots.
When did you start wearing those again?
I've been wearing them since the snow melted.
Well, your dad got you those, didn't he?
Yeah. You can walk forever in them without getting sore, and they've got a good point on them if anyone tries to bug you. Try them on.
You sure?
So, decent tips tonight?
Pretty decent. Why?
I was wondering about buying a grad dress.
Nice and warm. So, how much for a grad dress?
The nice ones are pretty expensive.
You going with Paul?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, what about parents? Don't parents get to go?
You want to?
Oh, if you're graduating, I'm going, come hell or high water.
Then you'll need a dress, too.
I suppose I could wear the one I wore to your dad's.
Uh-uh.
It's not so bad.
Oh,
Before I forget, Paul's mom told me to tell you about a card party on Thursday afternoon.
Can't do it. Gotta work. There's one advantage to this job, eh? At grad, would I sit with her?
Well, yeah. You sit with your date's parents.
Well, that settles it then. I need a new dress, too.
Oh, listen, Harry. Could I get a glass of water?
Sure. What's eating you?
Oh, those women. You give them simple instructions on how to make paper rosettes and they can't follow you unless you're holding their hand. I've been running around town all afternoon.
Here, on the house.
Oh, no.
Don't like to see a pretty lady so agitated.
Well, that's kind of you. Now, if I didn't have to face that vixen Roxanne tonight.
Roxy?
She's got my Paul mooning over her like a wet dog. He can't keep his mind on his schoolwork, and exams are just around the corner.
Oh, he's a smart fella.
He used to be before he took up with her. She has her meals at our house most nights. Well, because Paul thinks he has to take care of her now that Jeannie's always here. I tell you, she's lost track of that girl.
You looking for me?
Oh.
You're late.
You drinking?
No. I mean, yes, but no more, please.
Then maybe you should let me get to work.
I'm sorry. I'm just keyed up about this dinner dance. They put me in charge of everything, and there's hardly any time left. And, what about you? Do you know what you're wearing?
Time's a-wasting.
I still can't decide between my powder blue or my dusty rose. Either way, I don't suppose we'll clash sitting at the same table, will we?
Don't worry, Ange.
Yeah. I better get supper started.
You don't have to feed Roxy. She can take care of herself.
It's not that. I don't mind, really, Jeannie.
You still going to be clinging on to that boy when what happened to me happens to you? You know it will, sooner or later. Tell you what. If you can let go of him long enough, I'll invite you out to my land. Feel what it's like to stand alone. It's not bad when you walk on your own ground.
I'll see you on the big night. You're looking good, Jeannie.
My mother used to say, having Mom. Your own land is having your own nickel.
Where are you?
Hmm?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't do that.
I hear you.
Bills?
Just one more. It's a biggie.
For what?
Taxes on my half section.
So how much is left?
After the taxes, about $100.
Not much.
Probably enough for one dress.
What about one for you?
Maybe I could buy some material and make one.
Sure, Mom. Like the time I was 12 and I needed a new coat and you never got past cutting the thing out.
Well, this is different. There's a deadline.
Just when are you going to do it? You're out every night till late and just barely out of your house coat when I get home from school, and then you're gone to the bar again.
I'm going there to work.
Yeah, to make just enough money to pay taxes on your stupid half section.
That land is my friend.
It's more than that. Every time I look for you, you're never here. And even if you are, you're not.
I haven't been out there since I started work.
How about this? How about if we, you and me, how about if we go up to Lethbridge on Sunday because you don't have to work, right? They've got this mall open on Sundays up there, and we can go get our dresses for grad.
Well, you go ahead. I'm not much for crowds. I need to see the sky.
Don't you want to go to grad?
And spend my land tax money on a petal pink dress for Angelina's private party? Not really.
It's my grad, too. I'm going to pass. I'm going to graduate.
Well, take the $100. Your graduation present.
Why is a bunch of prairie grass more important than my grad?
It's just that it's mine. It could be yours someday.
I'd rather we go to grad. Even if I have to go in my cowboy boots. Just what I thought. Prairie grass and cows and flies.
You okay?
Yeah.
You sure aced exams last week. You decide to do something, you really do it.
Yeah, I beat you in social, didn't I? What about biology?
What about it? You gonna come visit me in Calgary next year?
That's a whole summer away.
Will you write to me?
I've never written anybody any letters before.
I can hardly wait for grad night. There's an after party out at the lake. Don't bring your bathing suit, though. We're gonna go skinny dipping, eh?
Oh, that must be the old homestead over there.
We get to party all night long.
It's where my great-grandparents lived.
And you know, my dad asked my ma to marry him on grad night. Told me he was so pissed he didn't know what he was saying.
What?
Who knows, eh, Roxy? Maybe you'll come up to Calgary and decide you want to stay for a while. I'd like that.
Yeah?
Maybe you'll end up with me someday.
You think so?
Let's get out of here.
In a second.
Well, I'll go start the truck.
Hey, Paul, I'm driving.
Oh, don't you look spiffy.
I feel like a jackass. I'm sorry you're not coming to grad.
Oh, you'll have a good time without me.
Hi.
You moving out?
I wish. What are you doing still home?
I booked the night off a long time ago. How come you're not dressed?
I'm not going. What are you doing here?
Just came over to bring you your corsage. I ordered it a long time ago. Remember, I asked what color your dress was? You didn't know, so I got white. Figured white would go with anything. I didn't really want to go to grad at all when you said you weren't, but it means a lot to my ma, so what the heck? My dad and I plan on getting plastered.
Don't.
Sorry. I didn't mean Alexa, that.
Roxy, what is all this stuff?
Grades 1 to 11. I can't believe you saved it all. And this is grade 12.
Paul, be a honey and load this into the car, will you?
Sure.
I need a few things.
What are you doing, Mom?
A bottle of wine. What else?
Mom, where are you going?
Kiss Paul goodbye and meet me in the car.
I gotta go.
Wait, let me pin this on for you. There. White definitely goes with denim.
Thanks. I'll see ya.
For sure. Hey, this one's for Jeannie.
Thanks. What a sweetheart.
Don't try to buy me with promises or lies, but if you love me...
There. Oh, you gotta watch out for cow pies around here.
You've been trespassing on my land.
Just once.
Oh, there's one. Hey, Belle.
Belle?
I don't know. I named them all over and over again. Just try to get that old gal's attention. Hey, I said, Belle.
Over here, you big ball of blubber.
Yeah, you. Time to go home. I got company tonight.
We're going to have a party. Yee!
So what goes first?
Grade 12. Good riddance.
Aha. Saved this specially for tonight. Want some?
Thanks. It's pretty quiet around here. Feels like there's someone listening.
There is. It's alive, you know.
What?
The land. Never dies, no matter who walks on it or when. Just like the big round moon.
Puffed right up for grad night.
I used to come out here all the time when I was a little girl. My parents used to bring me over for a weekend. They'd call it going on a holiday. Those were the best days.
This is where you used to go, isn't it?
When?
When Dad would get to you, you'd just take off somewhere.
Feels good to get out here again. This is my property. Nobody can push me around out here. Cows are my guests, eh? Good listeners. Just stand there and chew while I'm yelling to kingdom come. Probably would have lost my mind if it weren't for those old girls.
Smart cows.
My turn to burn something. Playing cards just aggravates me. I need a new hobby. Knitting or something.
You? Knitting? Ha!
Why not? My granny taught me, you know. I need something to keep my hands busy while I'm on breaks at work.
It's pretty bad, eh?
I'm actually getting to like it, you know. It's different now, without your dad there. I sort of feel in control of the place. It's good exercise. keeps me from going antsy. And it's a social life, better than sitting around all afternoon at a card party.
Or screaming at cows.
Yeah. Sorry about grad.
Don't be. I'm glad I didn't buy a dress. Would have just worn it once anyway. Waste of money.
I've been thinking about it a lot. You really got gypped.
Not really.
What about the coat I never made you?
There's that.
And your dad down at Harry's all the time.
And you going haywire.
Why didn't you go?
Why didn't you?
This is better.
Way better.
It's you and me now.
Oh, I got you something. It was in grade 12.
What?
Oh, I hope we didn't burn it. Ah, here it is. For you, from me.
Oh, this is something to keep, all right. You look so grown up in that gown. And they give you roses to hold.
Fake, Mom.
Well, we got our corsages, and these are real, eh? Even though we didn't go to the dinner dance.
Yeah.
And you've got your grade 12. It's yours forever. Can't get stolen, or burnt down, or sold, or beat up.
Just like your land.
My granny used to say that no one can take away what you put in your head.
Yeah. It feels good I did it.
I know.
The old homestead is still standing.
It's falling apart. I used to dream about coming out here. Your dad and me fixing the place up.
Really?
The day we made you, we were out here, fooling around in the field.
Here?
Well, over that way a bit.
You sure?
I was wearing my cowboy boots that day.
You've got boots?
I used to. I wonder what happened to them.
They're probably downstairs somewhere. You keep everything.
I'll have to look around. Could use them for work.
I could get them in shape for you.
I'd like that.
You could probably still fix up the old place.
Nah, it would take forever. It's good to have it to think about, but I doubt I'll ever do it. Be too busy knitting.
Don't try to bind me with promises or lies. And if you love me, set me free, open my eyes. I will not stray so far away that you can't find me. And if you love me, set me free, open my eyes. Set me free, open my eyes.